The beat goes on as earnings continue to be strong for U.S. companies. Hello, and thanks for checking out this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. I'm Scott Inman. At the time of this recording, the S&P 500 index is still down in April, but has recovered some of its losses thanks in part to strong corporate earnings. Also, as of this recording, about 18% of S&P companies had reported their first quarter earnings, and 74% of them beat their earnings estimates. According to FactSet, companies are beating their estimates by an average of 7.8%. The LPL research team zeroed in on the financial sector for us. The team reports that 32 financial companies have reported their average earnings growth is 5% up year over year. Of course, when it comes to stock performance, first quarter earnings are backward looking. What matters more for stocks is where companies are headed. And that's more prediction, but when it comes from the companies themselves, it matters. The LPL research team says the financial sector's estimates for Q2 are up 1% since April 1st and 0.7% for the second half of the year. This is not a recommendation to invest in financial companies, only an example of how corporations have continued to grow in an economic environment that has created investor fear. That's not to suggest we won't have more volatility in the future, but it does prove the point we make on this video regularly. Corporate earnings are an investing fundamental, trumping interest rates, inflation, global instability, and even presidential elections. Here's a chart from our partners at Invesco. Now, this shows the correlation between S&P 500 returns and S&P 500 company earnings, going back to 1957. And it may seem like common sense, but they go hand in hand. The S&P 500 returns are indicated by the dark blue line, and the S&P 500 earnings are indicated by the light blue line. There are, of course, short-term pockets of divergence, but over the long term, they go the same direction and end up at the same spot. And here's another chart from Invesco showing the short-term volatility. Since 1989, there are the calendar year returns of the S&P 500 on the top row, and on the bottom, the max drawdown during that same calendar year. We talked a little about this last week. We typically experience significant pullbacks every year. This chart shows that sometimes the pullbacks are large, but the calendar year returns can be just as large. In fact, only once since 1989 has there been a year with less than a 5% pullback. We have to expect it. This is a good reminder that should keep us rooted as an investor when worry over higher interest rates, inflation, a Middle East conflict, or who will be the next president makes us want to abandon our investment strategy. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.